The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
So what's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. My apologies, a little bit of a tech issue with our platform, but we got it all worked out. And just like my man Steve in the chat says, let's see what the coach has cooking in the crock pot this afternoon. Oh, we've got a whole bunch. So let's bring in the stars of the show. We got the speculator. We got the maestro. We got Zach Attack live and in living color. You know where we're starting because currently, as we speak, Switzerland up 3-2 on Serbia. Brazil, Cameroon, 0-0, or in the soccer world, nil-nil. So that entire group still up for grabs. But speculator, I'm starting right with you. Tomorrow, it's the round of 16. It's the United States of America. And there's been a lot of storylines going around today about the Netherlands. Enlighten us.
Yeah, so the Netherlands, there's a flu outbreak going on. And we don't know how many players have the flu. And we don't know how severe the flu is either. For me, I'm just going to be watching about four key players. Frankie de Jong, which is somebody who we actually do know has the flu. We don't know how serious it is. But he's crucial to their midfield in allowing pace. He controls the pace. And he is the one that provides for the attacking front. The other two are going to be Cody Gakpo and Memphis Depay. Both those two are key for their attacking abilities in the forwards. And last, Virgil van Dijk, that would be the most important one to me if he is not able to go. He is their captain of their team and the anchor of their defense.
So I encourage everybody at home tomorrow morning before you put your play in, be very, very careful unless you want to tail the speculator. And I have a feeling that you just might. Give us the first pick of the show, sir.
Yeah, I am happy to say that because of this flu, I do not have to join Bucket's Picking Against America group. We are going to go USA plus 0.5 at minus 110. Remember, this is a 90-minute bet. So that means that if it is a draw at the end of 90 minutes and goes into extra time, you still win this bet. That is key to know in soccer. Our model had this win. They were fully healthy at a 1.9 to 1.2 Netherlands win. However, we just don't know how the Netherlands is going to play with the flu. They could go full Michael Jordan and Dirk Nowitzki NBA Finals, but we're going to assume that they play worse. And if they assume they play worse and say 75%-ish of their total projection, we're looking at 1.4, 1.2, essentially a draw. This is a very winnable game for the U.S. if this flu has a negative impact. That's why we're going USA plus 0.5.
And what great news earlier today when Christian Pulisic, he got cleared to play. He said, I will do everything in my power to play for the U.S. on Saturday after going to the hospital after scoring the lone goal for the United States in their last game. By the way, Johnny Boy in the chat says, hey, it's okay if you make this show 10 minutes. It's fine. Thank you, Johnny. We just might do that. All right. United States is our first official play. Now, Zach Attack, on Fridays in college basketball, especially in November and December, we can see some of the big boys play, which I will get to. But sometimes there's some holes, some teams that maybe the sports books haven't even seen play, which gives us an opportunity. Who am I talking about today?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Canisius plus 7 against Siena, coach. And we're starting to see that right now in college basketball. During non-conference play, there's going to be that small window where teams are going to play one conference game. We saw that yesterday with ASU-Colorado. We've seen it in a couple of other matchups. So this is a conference matchup in non-conference play. And what I like here, Siena, they are 4-3. They have three losses, but they have two profile wins, a 17-point victory over Florida State, and they just beat Seton Hall by 5 points. So I think this spread is just a little bit too high because if you go back to last year, Siena, their early matchup against Canisius, they only won by 8 points. And the later in the season matchup, Canisius beat them by 3 points. So this is an upstate New York battle. Only 250 miles separate these two schools. I'll play Canisius plus 7.
Oh, I like that a lot. Now, I'm going to go next because we know the maestro always goes last, and I'm about to shock the world. Now, this is not off our model of Sportsline. This is not off any metrics. This is off of watching a ton of college basketball and knowing that when the big boys play each other, usually the coaches say, let's stick it on defense. Let's lock them down. And you have a big total that's way too high. So this first one, well, when you look at Baylor, they routinely score in the 80s and the 90s. But Gonzaga, when they play a big team, they like to lock it down. So we're going to go under 160, minus 117. This will get into the 150s, but I think that's it. But be very, very careful. This other one I love, Illinois and Maryland, under 145. Illinois, Brad Underwood, we went to the same high school. Whenever they play another ranked team or another big team, they really lock it down, and their offense isn't nearly as proficient as it is against a lower-level team or a lower-level Big Ten team. Maryland is not that. They're undefeated. They're ranked in the top 20. This will be a battle, and I think it'll be 65, 63, something like that. But we got 145 to play with. All right, Maestro, bring us home.
The Cavaliers have been a great story this season. They just took care of Joel Embiid and the Sixers. They have a huge game coming up at Madison Square Garden, and then the Lakers come to town. But in the meantime, Orlando is visiting the terrible Orlando Magic, who are seriously banged up, but yet they're getting 10.5, which I really like. Orlando is 6-2 against the number when they're getting at least 8 points. Cole Anthony came back. Markelle Fultz came back. So they're getting a little healthy, and I just don't think the Cavs are going to be all out focused tonight with such an easy opponent that they've already beaten by 11 on their home floor. I'm taking the points with Orlando. And then Tua Tagovailoa against the 49ers. He will not have his right tackle, Austin Jackson. In all likelihood, he will not have his left tackle, Teron Armstead. And against a very good 49ers pass rush that is getting Armstead back on their side, Eric Armstead, I think he is going to not have a bad game, but this number is pretty high when you look at passing yards. 272 against the Niners, that is high. I'm going to go under on Tua passing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, especially when you're playing a San Francisco team that likes to play ball control offense. They will chew up 7-8 minutes without even blinking an eye. I love that game. So many big games this weekend. We will have three big shows on Sunday, as always, 10 a.m., noon, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. But grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap, courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos today. Let's start with the Maestro. He's on the Magic, plus 10.5, 11 big games in the NBA. If you want more picks or you want to see the model, become a Sportsline member today. Use the promo code EARLY, and I'll give you 30 days for free. And you'll have simulations at all 11 games on Sportsline. Then Sunday, Dolphins, 49ers. We're going to go Tua under 272.5, passing yards minus 115. Remember, this is the 49ers defense they're playing against. Then Zach Attack, one play tonight from college basketball. Canisius, plus 7. And then the speculator, USA, USA. We're going to go plus a half a goal. We'll take 0-0. We'll take 1-0. We'll take 1-1 and then win in extra time because that cashes us plus a half a goal. Then 2-under for me tonight. I know, Big Cheesy. I know this is very unusual for me, but it's a gut. It's a gut feeling. Illinois, Maryland under 145. Gonzaga, Baylor under 160. That's minus 117. By the way, the Illinois game is minus 110. Do not forget, the reason we start early on Fridays during the football season is because of our Props Spectacular Week 13. See ya. Prop Stars, Uncle Dave, they are standing by in the waiting room. They are pumped, focused, ready to go at the top of the hour on the same YouTube channel, or if you are listening on Apple or Spotify. Oh, another full show. And there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Love them all. Maestro, the speculator, Zach Attack, and of course, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here multiple times a day for you. Let's keep that energy up. Sometimes it's easy, middle of the week, end of the week, to lose focus. Not here at the Early Edge. And sometimes we'll do it in, 8. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.